From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama authorizes deployment of another 450 U.S. advisors to Iraq. President Obama has ordered 450 more U.S. military advisors to Iraq to bolster Iraqi forces battling Islamic State militants. It will bring to more than 3,500 the U.S. military personnel now operating in the country. It follows Mr. Obama's talks in Germany with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on the sidelines of the Group of Seven summit this week. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the new advisors will be based in Western Anbar province and have specific objectives.
Build up the capacity of Iraqi security forces, give them the benefit of training by U.S. and our coalition partners. We also are seeking to more efficiently provide equipment and materiel to the Iraqi security forces and those fighters that are working in concert with Iraqi security forces.
He also says they hope to mobilize and train Sunni tribesmen to take up the fight against the IS group, which has seized the provincial capital Ramadi last month. United Nations and major world powers have urged rival factions in Libya to accept a power-sharing agreement, put an end to nearly 4 years of fighting, terrorism, and political turmoil. UN envoy Bernardino Leon says after 4 years of chaos, time is running out.
Libya has no more time. This is my first message. And for all those who are listening from Libya, it's very important to understand and to translate these in concrete action, in saying very clearly that enough is enough and that the time has come to make a deal.
He spoke at national unity talks in Berlin Wednesday involving representatives of Libya's rival governments. The internationally recognized government has expressed its unhappiness with the latest unity proposal. This is VOA News. Tunisia's navy rescued more than 350 migrants off its coast in search for hundreds more Wednesday, the mostly African migrants are attempting to reach the Italian island of Lampedusa. They had left Libya aboard a makeshift vessel that broke down during the voyage. The Belgian Navy, part of a European Union effort to rescue thousands of migrants making the perilous journey, arrived at the Sicilian port of Augusta Wednesday with another 200 or more migrants. Philippe de Kock is the ship's commander.
There were about 213 people on board, a lot of children, 87 children, also very small children. The youngest one was only 40 days old. Also many women, the mothers of the children, 45 women, and the rest were all men. A lot of families. They had been at sea for almost 6 days. All the food and the water they brought with them was already consumed, so they needed some food and water. We gave it to them when they came on board.
The EU rescue effort followed the deaths of nearly 800 migrants in one incident in April that caused an international firestorm over the plight of the migrants and demands for action. The deputy UN peacekeeping official warned Wednesday that hopes for a settlement in Sudan's troubled Darfur region are just wishful thinking. Speaking to the Security Council, Assistant Secretary General for Peacekeeping Edmund Mullet said the Sudanese government's military operation against rebels in Darfur has had a devastating impact on civilians.
Humanitarian organizations estimate that at least 78,000 people have been newly displaced by conflict in Darfur only this year. In addition, the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs received reports of some 130,000 additional international displaced persons, but was not yet able to verify.
He said attacks against peacekeepers and humanitarian workers are putting up obstacles to helping refugees. There were an estimated 60 such incidents and hostile acts against UNMID personnel in the 3 months ending May 15th. A Sudanese diplomat blamed the attacks on rebels. Burundi's government has agreed to delay presidential elections, now held July 15th, after President Pierre Nkurunziza signed a decree accepting a proposal by the country's electoral commission. Parliamentary polls will be held June 29th. The government has been under pressure to move the dates back amid persistent pre-election violence over Mr. Nkurunziza's controversial decision to seek a third term in office. A senior opposition lawmaker says Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is open to all possible coalition options for a new government, including a partnership which would exclude the ruling party that he founded. The former leader of the main opposition Republican People's Party said Mr. Erdogan hopes for a quick end to political uncertainty following Sunday's elections. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.